On a journey that began at Wewesikapo First Nation in the Little Saskatchewan Valley northeast of Birtle, riders, walkers and cyclists will travel some 240 kilometers to a truth and reconciliation ceremony at Brandon Residential School Grounds in Grand Valley. Three Dakota nations, Birdtail Sioux, Kanupawakpa and Sioux Valley, joined with Wewesikapo on this historic journey of horses, cyclists, walkers and runners. A Sioux Valley relay team planned to run the entire distance. Elkhorn Residential School Cemetery was the destination on September 28. It's one of the burial sites for residential school children in Manitoba. The participants gathered at the Manitoba Antique Automobile Museum, where organizer Travis Mazawasakunya spoke about the events planned. He noted that they were there to honor survivors of the residential schools and to feed the spirits of those children who didn't make it home. He said, "The spirits of these children will come in a dream or vision, and it will be our responsibility to take this to an elder or knowledge keeper." Mazawasakunya added, "This is a good day. I feel happy that we are here to feed the spirits of the children who want to go home." This Every Child Matters ride traversed Elkhorn's Rich Hill Avenue to Cavendish Street and Road 66 to the cemetery where the children are buried. Organizers expressed gratitude for those who supported this event, especially Cando Rail and Terminal from Brandon, who provided a truck to transport the horses.